And then also the second way that you can experience silence, which is silence in a different form.
Before there was sound, there was silence. You're about to embark on a three-part series on how sound influences us in ways you may never have imagined. I'll be interviewing authors about how silence impacts our brains and ultimately how we navigate the world. I was inspired to produce this series after someone really close to me shared a story about how she wrestles with the silence in her head while in board meetings and how this has impacted her career on so many levels. Throughout this three-part series, you'll hear from listeners of this podcast, friends of mine, and people I've approached randomly on the street for my research. People like this person who just moved to New York, one of the loudest, noisiest, least silent cities in the world, and is grappling with studying for an exam that's critical to her success at one of the largest banks in the world.
Silence over the last 2 weeks has been occupied by dedication and building because of, you know, what I need to do to become a registered representative and therefore do my job and therefore really kickstart this new phase of my life, or this new chapter of my life. So the silence in reading, the silence in learning.
Or people like this who happens to be a performing artist.
Hi, Timothy. Right now in my life, silence to me means a space where I can hone into my highest form.
Or men like this, who is a father and a property expert.
So right now, silence in my life means time to think and reflect. Think about what I need to do, my goals for that day.
You'll never hear silence the same again. Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice, and thanks so much for joining me on this journey through your brain and brands. Please share this series with someone you care about.